Ooh, intense at the end there. The Glee soundtrack and Deck the Rooftop. It's Ocean 100. I know it was. 7:49 here at Ocean 100. And good morning. It is Interesting Islander Day. That's what we do on Fridays after 7:30. It's for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. You're joined today by Lieutenant John Burton from the Salvation Army here in Charlottetown. And, you know, we definitely have been chatting about Toys for Tots a lot because it is a very important part of what you do. But there's some other things that you guys are involved with too. Jill?
Yes, I am curious to know, I guess, first of all, what are the kind of different programs that Salvation Army offers? And also, where do you draw on your fundraising?
Well, the Salvation Army, we have a breakfast program out of our facility on our church on Fitzroy Street, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We also run a food bank on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we also have lots of one-off programs, like we have our back-to-school supplies and backpack program.
Yep.
We have our Coats for Kids program that we work with the downtown business community with.
Right.
And then various meals, like we had a Thanksgiving meal. We're probably going to have another meal in the spring for the community. And we also, the Salvation Army is involved with the Bedford McDonald House, which is the emergency men's shelter. And we administer programs for the provincial government, like the home heating program and the transitional housing program.
Okay.
So there's quite a bit going on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. And I know, so a lot of people, and that's interesting because people may not be aware of all the things that the Salvation Army does. And I know in advance of the holidays, we are all familiar with the kettle campaign that we see folks, you know, at local stores and that sort of thing collecting. And how does that help the organization?
Well, the kettle program is our main fundraising program of the year. And that's why it's so important to us. And I just want people to know that the money that we raise for the kettle program stays in Prince Edward Island.
Right.
Between Summerside and Charlottetown, Islanders are so incredibly generous. But all that money stays in Prince Edward Island to help people that are in need. And we also are expanding a little bit this year. We'll be in Surrey for 2 days and Montague for 2 days for the kettle program. And again, the money that is raised in those communities will be allocated to them for them, their needs.
And I think that it's important to note, like we were chatting off air, that kettle campaign, that is really the funding that you rely on to implement the programs, right? Like that's your main source.
We do.
Source.
Aside from the government funding that we get to run the programs that we administer on their behalf, all the breakfast program, the food bank, all the toys that we give out, and the backpacks and school supplies and all the dinners that we try to do and our church services that we have, you know, all that money comes from one's short span of fundraising in the end of November to in December. And that has to last us the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was saying, we do have, you know, sometimes sporadic donations come in throughout the year, which is awesome. But the money that we get for the Christmas Red Kettle campaign has to last us the whole year. And so we really try to be good stewards of what Islanders trust us with.
Yep.
And to spread it as far as it can go.
And that kettle campaign depends so much on volunteers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we couldn't do the kettle campaign without our volunteers. It's amazing. It's so noticeable, the amount that is in the red kettle when there's a volunteer there to greet people and when there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I would like to put it out there. If you have a spare couple of hours and you would like to help us out, Red Kettle volunteers is something that's easy. You stand there and you smile and you say Merry Christmas to people and just talk with them, you know. So it's very needed.
Yeah, and if people are interested in that, they can get a hold of us and we'll point you in the right direction. for sure.
That'd
if,
be great.
If you're looking to volunteer. Well, you know what? We're gonna transition here into a pretty important part of the show. This is the birthdays, okay? The birthday list, celebration calendar, as we like to call it. It's for the Confederation Bridge, and it's draw day Friday, John. So you're pretty lucky to be in here today. Pretty lucky. December 8th babies. Kira Gormley, a happy 17th birthday today from Mom, Ty, Tandy, Tate, and Little Champ. Elaine Doucette in Farmington, very happy birthday from Carol and Cameron. Tomorrow, Doug Wood is celebrating in Mermaid. Carrie McPhee in Surrey is 17 today. Kathy Murchison in Point Prim is 49 again. To the kindest lady in all the world, everyone has had a delicious baked good from Kathy at some point in time in their life. Well, I haven't, so Kathy, let's make that happen. Oh, happy birthday. And Jessica O'Keefe, happy 41st birthday today from the Fam Jam.
Happy 51st wedding anniversary for James and Christine McCollum in Marshfield. Jaron Murphy in Charlottetown, happy 10th to you. Love from Mom, Dad, and Sister Charlize. And Carol McCourt in Charlottetown. We're told it's a big birthday, number 50. Happy birthday, Carol.
Tomorrow, Brooke Burns, who is a Holland College graphic design student, a first-year student, is celebrating a 19th birthday. Happy birthday, Brooke. Susan Gallant also celebrating tomorrow. Kenzie McGuigan turning 9. Happy birthday to you. From Mom, Mike, Abby, Caden, Matea, and Bear. Oh, happy birthday. And tomorrow, Maura Doyle in Charlottetown. Best wishes from your family. Again, tomorrow, Doug Wood and Mermaid, 43. Love, Meg and Charlotte. And finally, Gabe Fullerton of Ponnell. Happy 15th birthday to you, Gabe, from Mom, Dad, and the rest of his family and friends.
Also, a happy birthday here that just came in over text. Jake Smith, working at the Alberton Bakery.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's from all the staff. Have a great day. I'm told he gets to work for 8, so you better be there soon. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today.
I want to mention a quick late bus as
well.
Oh,
get her in there, buddy. Get her in there.
Bus 764, Chris Ahern, serving Three Oaks Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late. Of course, earlier we got note of bus FSB 2127, Mitchell Gallant's bus to Francois Biot, running 30 minutes late.
All right. And now I'm going to give away a couple bridge passes, okay? Congratulations to a couple McDonald's that won bridge passes. Elliot McDonald in Crapo and Barbara McDonald in Charlottetown. Congratulations. We will mail out a bridge pass each to you. Congratulations. Happy birthday to all celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to